AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. As President Trump's immigration enforcement continues in Los Angeles and elsewhere, on Capitol Hill, House Republicans are warning about sanctuary cities.
Let me be clear. Sanctuary policies do not protect Americans. They protect criminal, illegal aliens.
James Comer is the chair of the House Oversight Committee. Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch says because of President Trump, no American city or state is safe.
2 days ago, he confirmed that he is considering invoking the Insurrection Act to expand the deployment of military, active duty military forces against civilians across this country, preparing for a future in which dissent is met with armed force and the machinery of war is turned inward on the American people.
A federal court hearing is scheduled today for California Governor Gavin Newsom's challenge of President Trump's use of the National Guard and Marines to support immigration raids in Los Angeles. Officials say there are no known survivors after a Boeing 787 passenger jet crashed and exploded in India minutes after takeoff. More than 240 people were on board. Aviation expert Richard Abalafio was asked about the plane.
There were developmental issues back 20 years ago with the 787 Dreamliner. But looking back now, there are about 1,200 in service. It entered service about 16, 17 years ago, and not a single fatality. So it's got a very good safety record.
The plane crashed into a medical school hostel in India. Inflationary pressures are still considered mild. Wholesale prices rose modestly last month from a year earlier. The Supreme Court ruled an Atlanta family whose home was wrongly raided by the FBI will get a new day in court. An FBI team smashed in the front door of the home and set off flashbang grenades. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sitel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting lower on Wall Street as momentum wanes from a big rally that had brought them to the brink of their record. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 182 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields fell again in the bond market after an update on inflation and wholesale prices came in better than expected. Boeing stock hurt the Dow, while Oracle helped limit the market's losses after the company reported profits that easily beat forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
Another Grand Slam in the tennis world is coming up, and prize money at Wimbledon will be a record, about $73 million. The singles champion, men and women, will each earn $4 million. The 2025 winners' checks represent an 11% jump on last year. Wimbledon starts June 30th and runs through July 13th. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.